Listening comprehension. Follow the leaders. Being inconspicuous is easier said than done. Even the most public of figures become self-conscious once a lens is pointed at them. It's like the moment when the dentist lowers the chair, Platon Antonio says. You see the panic in their eyes. For this reason, he often shoots subjects from a low angle. To put them at ease, I sit on the floor. It's a transfer of power. Go in humble and reach out to a person, and they'll give you something back. A bit of cheek or banter helps too. With Putin, he broke the ice by discussing the Beatles. With Michelle Obama, it was the moment he departed from protocol with, "Right, my love, I want your soul." News photographers sometimes enjoy privileged behind-the-scenes access, on the understanding that they'll avoid cheap stunts. When Callie Schell took a photo of Obama with his feet up and the soles of his shoes worn through, no one thought to censor the result. That was good judgment, as it turned out. The worn soles played well against Sarah Palin's expensive wardrobe. But Schell was given a free hand because she'd met Obama long before he became a presidential candidate, and he trusted her. Platon Antonio, in his UN portraits, uses both black and white as well as colour photography. I go by intuition. Harsh, gritty, or sculptural means black and white. Sensuous, subtle, or soulful means colour. In Platon's most characteristic portraits, the lighting creates a glow around the sitter, an aura of energy or charisma. For the Obama team shots, Kander invited his subjects to bring cherished items with them. One man holds a basketball, while Hillary Clinton wears her favourite necklace. Photojournalists working on the hoof don't have the luxury of props. They have to rely on expressions and gestures. Early in Blair's premiership, Aglers took a picture of him with his hands clasped as though in prayer. An image which turned out to be prophetic, since faith became a key factor in Blair's dealings with Bush and Iraq. Thatcher's hands were important too. Towards the end of her premiership, Aglers says, they looked like claws. But you have to be careful not to misrepresent people. Thatcher could be immensely kind. And though it's easy to get pictures of Brown looking nervous, that's because he's insecure about his appearance, not because of his policies. The best political portraiture doesn't just make an immediate impact. It is also conscious of the long game. It may be reportage, but you're also shooting for the next 20 years, Stoddart says, while Kander speaks of treading a line between what's historical but also uplifting. No one can say which present-day images will resonate a century from now, as the 1910 photo of Churchill and Lloyd George striding in top hats has done. But Stoddart's picture of Gordon Brown on a crowded tube train, Kander's pearl-grey Obama in profile, and Schell's image of Michelle Obama asleep on her husband's shoulder show that the tradition of the political portrait is alive and well.